Now, this first verse says here, in that day there shall be a fountain open to the house of David. Now, it's in that day, and we've already determined that in that day refers to the period beginning with the Great Tribulation. It moves on into the millennial kingdom, and in between there is the coming of Christ to the earth to establish his kingdom. But this verse here does not refer to the first coming of Christ, because at that time there was not open to the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. Not at all. Actually, they rejected him and they crucified him. And even Paul could write in his day in Romans 10:3, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, they have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. So that at the first coming, they have rejected him. And this fountain will be opened at the second coming. And we saw back in chapter 12, and by the way, chapter 12 and 13 just go together because the program is presented here. And we saw in chapter 12 that it would be in that day that God would pour out his Spirit upon these people. Joel talked about that. And that's when these people are going to have the fountain open to them. And that, of course, will be the fact that he was crucified for them. And they are going to look upon him, and he puts it very definitely, they shall look upon me. And this is, remember, the word of the Lord, whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him. And as we said, that's going to be a real day of atonement for these people when Christ comes, and they're going to be greatly moved. The Spirit of God will take that veil from their eyes. And Paul makes it clear that the veil can be taken away from their eyes and from our eyes if we really want to give up sin. You see, the problem with man's heart trouble, not head trouble. No man has really an intellectual problem. He hadn't got that many brains. No man has. To deal with the creator of this universe, with an infinite God. The problem is, you just don't want to give up your sin. That's true of these people. That's true of the Gentiles. That's true of the world today. Let's face up to it.